This is the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
Now, please stay tuned for the latest in space news, because this is the Space Show. The Hayabusa 2 spacecraft was launched from Japan on 2014 December the 3rd. It did an Earth swing by in 2015 December the 3rd and arrived at the asteroid Ryugu last year. Arrived there in July last year. Since then, it's been making a series of close approaches and dropped several landers onto the surface. During the last week of December, asteroid Ryugu passed behind the Sun as seen from Earth. And during this time, Hayabusa was moved to 110 kilometres from the asteroid Ryugu. Early this month, with communications re-established, Hayabusa returned to its station 20 kilometres from Ryugu. A naming theme for features on Ryugu has been adopted by the International Astronomical Union. The theme is Names That Appear in Stories for Children. Well, Hayabusa 2 is to make a touchdown for sample collection, and that is scheduled for the week beginning on February the 18th. A little closer to home, on the moon, we now have the Chang'e 4 and the U-2 craft. It's now nighttime in Shackleton Crater. That's where the Chang'e 4 landed. Sunset was on January the 12th. The rover U-2 will be reactivated after 14 days when the sun rises again. The rover will move in a northwest direction where the terrain is relatively flat. Meanwhile, the lander will continue its investigations. Yesterday, China released a photo taken inside the miniature biosphere. That picture was taken on January the 7th, and it showed that cotton seeds had sprouted 87 hours after water had been injected into their little ecosystem. Natural sunlight is being guided into the tin, not directly onto the plants, because lunar sunlight is very, very bright. On Monday, the deputy commander of the Chang'e missions, that's Wu Yanhua, said the cost of the Chang'e 4 was equivalent to building 1 kilometre of road or railway. The next step in China's lunar program will be Chang'e 5, which will try to bring a 2 kilogram sample of the moon back to Earth around the end of this year. The China National Space Administration on Monday announced a further 3 Chang'e missions. The Chang'e 5 spacecraft includes a service module, a lander, an ascent stage, and a return vehicle. After soft landing on the moon, 2 kilograms of samples will be collected. This will be near Mons Rumka in Oceanus Procellarum. The ascent module will blast off into lunar orbit, where it will need to dock with the service module. The samples will then be transferred from the ascent vehicle to the re-entry capsule. It will leave lunar orbit and head towards Earth. A few thousand kilometres from Earth, the re-entry capsule will separate from the service module. The capsule will land in the Sisi Wang Banner on Inner Mongolia. Chang'e 6 will sample the south pole of the moon. Whether this will be conducted on the near side or the far side of the moon depends on the results of the Chang'e 5 sampling mission. There is a great interest in the lunar south pole because orbital missions have detected water there. The target date for Chang'e 6 is 2024. Chang'e 7 will conduct a comprehensive exploration of the south pole of the moon. This will include the topography, material composition, and environment there. The target date for Chang'e 7 is 2023. The Chang'e 8 mission is more vaguely specified. The space agency says only that it will carry out further scientific exploration experiments and test some key technologies on the moon. Wu Weiren, the general designer of China's lunar exploration program, said, and I quote, We are going to verify some technologies via Chang'e 8, which is expected to do some preliminary exploration for a joint moon research base in the future. He added, China, like other countries, are all studying whether to set up a research base or station on the moon. Like if we can build houses with lunar soil via 3D printing technology. Now Chang'e 8 will launch in 2027. Wu also revealed on Monday that China's first Mars exploration mission will be carried out by 2020.